Okay, so this is the official welcome to Barhouse, California. Woo, woo. So excited to have all of you here. I see Valerie just joined us. I know some of you are watching the replay of this, so we're sending lots of love to you. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
We got Michelle. And then we got some of my team members, Susan and Becca. So I'm just so thrilled to have you here, and Powerhouse California is going to be epic. The retreat itself, the program, we're going to have so much fun. And I know that my team is really excited because they were all with me at our last retreat in Florida, and we all agreed, like, we need and get to do this more often, you know, and I think that if we're up to us, we would just do it like every month, but we have other projects on the table. So I'm so thrilled, and I've loved personally getting to know each and every one of you as we've talked about this journey, and I cannot wait to see you in person and give hugs and all sorts of goodness. So it's gonna be great. For today's call, what I'm gonna do is just go over some logistics. Today's an intro call. We're going to also go around and have each of you introduce yourself. So don't be nervous. We're in such a safe, wonderful place. You're amazing. And I know some of you have never met anyone outside of me in this group. And I believe that by the time we leave the retreat, you will have made some new, really great friendships. People who came to our Powerhouse Florida retreat, they've just totally bonded. It's so fun to see that happen. So, and our team is really close as well, and they cannot wait to meet you, get to know you, find out more about your visions and your dreams. So just know that beyond business, we are a love-based group. So just know that we love to love people, your visions, your dreams, and really do everything we can to really empower you as the powerhouse that you already are. So welcome, welcome. So happy to see you here. Hi, Kelly. Welcome. Awesome. Yeah. I love seeing people on video. So I know that some of you are newer in business and are wanting to get clearer with your message. Others have been in business for a while or a little bit more established, and you're wanting to take your messaging and your content creation and your business to that next level, and even have your message be at that like expert and authority level. So I'm inviting you to truly trust the process and know that whether you're newer or you've been around for a while in business, you're in the right place. I myself keep coming back to my very own formulas and exercises because as I evolve, my mission, my message, my purpose also evolves. And I've worked with people from, you know, the earlier stages of business all the way up to people who even have like grown massive businesses and they still want to get their messaging dialed into the next level. So just trust that you're in the right place. And I always think about Jesse Itzler. For those of you who know Jesse Itzler, or even if you don't know him, he's an incredible entrepreneur who I got to meet last year at a couple different events. And he is the author of the book, Living with a Seal. And he just came out with another book called Living with the Monks. Living with the Seals, when he, as a serial entrepreneur, self-made billionaire, who's married to Sarah Blakely, the owner and founder of Spanx, another self-made billionaire, he hired a Navy SEAL to live with him for 30 days and to train him because he wanted to have a breakthrough in his mindset, and why not have a Navy SEAL live with him? And he wrote this hilarious book. If you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend it. Also listening to him actually being the voice of his book on Audible is outstanding. But my point is, I got the chance to chat with him. We've actually become friends, which is awesome. He's such an inspiration to me. And I remember asking him this one question. I said to him, Jesse, whenever you've like stretched to the next level or sold a business and decided to launch a new one or buy a new one or anything that took you to the next level, how did you manage your mindset? And he's like, three things. And I'm like, I got my pen. I'm like, write it down. And he said, number one, embrace the journey. Embrace the journey. Embrace the obstacles. Embrace the anything that comes up for you. And just embrace it because it's, of course, in that stretch and in that challenge that the growth happens. The second thing he said is to just start. Just start. And I love this because I know sometimes, I don't know about you, but I can get caught up in my head and I think about the whole project. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much. And so I love that, just start, just take one step into it. It's like, okay, I can do this, you know? So I love that, just start. And the third thing he said was to hire your weaknesses and or hire a coach. And I've always believed in coaching. Shanda Sumter is my amazing business coach. I work with Crystal Jackson as my fitness and athletic mindset coach. I've worked with love coaches in the past. I've been a part of Ascension Leadership Academy with some of you in here. So I definitely believe in coaching and investing in myself, as all of you are proof that you are also doing that. And then also, as I've expanded my own business, I've expanded what I call my dream team. And that's where each of my team members are so like talented in their own realm and their own gifts. And it's so fun because we can see where, as a team, we stand stronger together. And then what we love to do is to play team, not only with one another, but with all of our powerhouse entrepreneurs. So now we can see ourselves as a complete team, you know? And again, this goes to those who are watching the replay of this as well, you're included. And that's why we cannot wait to see you in California. I know some of you are already in California, but when we see you at the powerhouse, beautiful mansion, I know some people have said, I haven't even seen photos of this place. Oh, you are in for a treat. It's going to be incredible. We at Powerhouse like to rent ridiculously over the top places and have fun doing social media, being in the space of abundance, and just having so much fun together in a training space that's also really fabulous and abundant and luxurious. So it's going to be super fun. Okay, a few more things, and then we'll go around and do a quick intro. I want to take a moment to talk about my company culture, just so you can get a sense of who we are as a company. Start off with me as a solo entrepreneur. In the beginning, I thought that's what I wanted, was to be this solo entrepreneur that, you know, made $10,000 a month, and I was going to be good with that. And I realized that working alone didn't work for me. You know, like I could I have done it? Sure. What I noticed was that if I really want to scale, not only financially, but to scale the difference that I'm making, then doing it on my own just doesn't make sense. I mean, if you think about it, there's like a company has multiple departments, right? So if you're trying to be every single department all at once, that can work up until a certain point, and then there gets to be a breakthrough, you know? So the first thing I did was I thought, okay, I really want to bring on some help to my team, which is right now party of one, and I also have no idea how I'm going to pay for it. And so instead of stopping myself, I made a list, like my dream list of, if I could bring on someone, what would I like to take off of my plate? And I made this dream list of all these things. And I sat with that dream list for a little bit. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then I reached out to fabulous Susan Brennan, who's on this call today, because she was someone I knew and trusted and adored. And I knew she was supporting people in like online business management at the time. And so we chatted about it, and she joined my team. And so we were party two, you know. So long story short, I just found that playing team and really being able to scale. Now I've got an incredible team of multiple people. We've got multiple coaches. We've got Becca here, who's my wonderful executive assistant and your concierge for our retreat and anything logistics related. She's your girl. Ken, the love of my life, also helps myself and people in Powerhouse with their vision and revenue planning. We've got Olga Plastino, who's my creative director. She does my websites, photography, branding, graphic design, anything visual, she does. We've got Holly Tack, who does copywriting, messaging. She's also going to be helping out at Powerhouse. Actually, my entire team's going to be there to support you. So I'm bringing these people up because as you meet them at the actual retreat itself, you will have access to them. So if you have questions about certain areas of your business beyond the messaging and copywriting, I'm giving you access to my entire team so that you have what you need to have your breakthroughs in business. So it's gonna be awesome. They're really great people. Like I said, we're very love-based. So we love to get to know you. We hope you wanna get to know us as well. We'd love to have fun in the process. So we invite you to bring joy into everything that you're doing. I believe that when we bring joy into what we do, everything's better. You know, it has a ripple effect into everything we do. I also invite you to openly communicate. So if at any time throughout this journey together in the Powerhouse California program, if at any time you either are like feeling frustrated or confused about something, or if something's coming up for you, we love to openly communicate. So I say this to my team all the time. I'm like, and also to my Powerhouse entrepreneurs, which are you, right? So all I ask, my request is that if anything's coming up for you, whether it's a celebration, a frustration, feeling stuck, any of it, please share, you know, please let us know. And I ask you to come with a great attitude and be open and coachable, because my team and I, like, we're so committed to helping you. Like, we're all on the same team together. So the only thing is if I don't know, or if my team doesn't know what's going on with you, then we can't help you. So don't ever feel like, oh, I don't want to burden them with this question, or I shouldn't have to deal with this, or, you know, and I'm sure I'm projecting because I've been that person, by the way, who wouldn't reach out for coaching myself until I had an aha moment one day. And I was like, oh my gosh, when I am struggling or when I'm stuck, I get quiet and I deal with it myself. And I had this aha moment one day a few years ago. It's like, oh my gosh, I invest in coaching and I don't use the coaching. And I had an emotional breakdown about it and then I got over it, right? I thought, I need to make sure that my community knows that this is a safe place to ask anything at any time. Anything at any time. Same thing with my team. I believe the reason why my team has been with me as long as they have, I feel very blessed, is because we openly communicate and we're a part of each other's journey. And we like to continue to grow together and we're stronger together. So I invite you and just request that if you need anything at all, if you're stuck, because the most important time, Becca just went sideways, to reach out to us and let us know. And know that you're in a safe place. And any question is a great question. We're here to help you. I mean, oftentimes somebody will be talking about something. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Instead of acting like I do or getting frustrated. Like I was, okay, I don't know about you. Has anyone in here ever called the IRS for a question? Anyone? Okay, I was first of all on hold today for about 48 minutes. So I was multitasking. So I was like, this is gonna take forever. And then while finally I was on the phone with her, this woman, I swear everything she asked me, I was like, okay, can you explain that please? Cause every term, every phrase, I mean, part of me felt like an idiot, but part of me is like, that is not my realm of expertise. I'm not in the IRS world. So it's okay that I'm going to ask her questions and I'm going to say, can you explain it to me? And she was really nice and she answered all my questions and we got through everything. So please do ask questions. Okay, so I also invite you to deeply connect with one another. You know, I'm all about the power of deep connection. So whenever I have myself invested in a program where there was a group of fabulous people, I always took it upon myself to connect personally with each person to the best of my ability and know that even if I have a full plate, which I know all of us do, that even taking 5 minutes to reach out to Diane, to reach out to Valerie, like to reach out to one another and just say, hey, I just want to get to introduce myself, get to know you a little bit and see how we might be able to help each other out. Like that is the power of a community. And that's what we create in my Powerhouse Mastermind. And even when we do our retreats with a group program, like I love it when I see friendships forming and partnerships forming and cross promotions forming, like that is the power of a community and knowing that we are all in this together, okay? So no matter what has happened up until this point in your journey or how you've shown up in past groups, whether you've been showing up as a leader or someone who's kind of held back, it's all good. There's no judgment. I invite you to choose today, like make a decision and a choice today that you get to be one of the people that connects in this group. And if everybody does it, then this will become a very bonded group. And you never know what will unfold when you play team with everybody. Super fun. Like I didn't always show up. I've always been someone who's been social and all that. And I've been with my same coach since 2014, Shanda Sumter. And the first couple of years, like I got to know people, but I wasn't like deep into it. And it was literally year three, which I don't recommend waiting. Obviously this is a shorter program, but it was in 2016. At the beginning of the year, just, you know, new year, new me. I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be a part of a community, you know, whether it's 6 weeks or years, why would I not show up as a leader? Like, why would I not? Why would I not fully show up and contribute, both receive and contribute to the community? And it's just like anything else, like what you get out of it is what you put into it, vice versa, right? So again, I invite you to just fully show up. And I know some of you in here have done a lot of leadership training. And I always like to think about how in any group, no matter how small or large, this is your container to show yourself and the group how you show up in life, right? How you show up here is how you show up out there. It's all the same. So whatever your experience has been so far, you get to choose today how to show up. And I say, show up big, show up as the powerhouse that you are, have fun with it, be a source of love, connect in, and watch what happens in your business. Okay, it's gonna be so, so fun. Okay, so before I go on, I know I've been talking for a little bit here. Why don't we take a moment and go around and share, just introduce yourself and the number one thing that you are looking forward to or excited about in this Powerhouse California program. I got Sherry and Terry together from all the way from Australia. Woo, woo.
Early in the morning here.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is go around. So who would like to start with introducing? So number one, so let's keep it really laser focused so we can be mindful of time. Just your name. How about this? Your name, where you live, and what are you most looking forward to in Powerhouse California? Who would like to begin? Kelly.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I am so excited to be part of Powerhouse California. I was nearly a daily participant for the May Marketing Bootcamp. I have an Amy notebook. So I'm running out of paper in it though, Amy. And so I'm Kelly Gushu. I live in Santa Monica and I moved from Boston to Santa Monica this year. So just some of the changes that I have been embracing in my life. What I'm hoping to get out of Powerhouse California is messaging and emotional connection. So I am transitioning from being a finance robot, to opening my heart and really talking about the softer sides of money. So I am a finance coach and I empower women to claim their financial power inside their business and in their personal lives. And I'm actually doing an expert video series. And some of the feedback has been like, what are some of the softer sides of money? And it's like, well, I'm working on it. Like not till, you know, June 24th, June 25th. So look forward to meeting everybody in person.
Great. Welcome, Kelly. So happy to have you here. So great. And for those of you, you may have heard her say May Marketing Bootcamp. So in the month of May, I did a daily Facebook Live on weekdays all throughout May called my May Marketing Bootcamp. So it was really great to expand my platform through that. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about that later for those of you who want to increase or start your Facebook Live shows. So that's just a side note. Okay, so welcome, Kelly. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. Okay, who would like to go next? Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hi. You guys can hear me okay. I'm Jessica. I live in Del Mar, California. What I'm most looking forward to is getting clarity on my messaging and my program I offer. You so resonated with me, Amy, when you were like, I was so broad and just general. And I do that. I'm like, I coach and mentor, and people are like, great. You know, great. It's just so broad. So clarity on my messaging and what I offer.
Great. Awesome. Welcome, Jessica. I'm super excited to help you with that. Great. Yeah, we're going to get really clear on that for sure. All right. Who would like to go next? Michelle and then Diane.
Oh, I'm off of mute now. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
That I'm off of mute? Okay. My name is Michelle Boss, and I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area in a little wine country town called Livermore. And I'm also a money coach. Kelly Gushu and I have actually connected prior to this. I'm currently in Pace, and that's where I met Amy at the Zone event in 2017 was my first introduction to her. And what I'm really looking forward to getting the most out of Powerhouse, now that my business has been established for 8 months and I've done my online show and I'm completely in sales mode, I'm really excited to get a plan in place for the rest of the year as far as marketing with really clear messaging and a plan to execute on to just keep going with my business.
Awesome. Yeah, part of our retreat is going to be all about strategy around marketing for the rest of the year. So that is fantastic. So yay. Welcome, Michelle. Happy to have you here. That's great. Okay, Diane.
All right. So I'm Diane Byron and I'm another Boston girl living in Cali. I've been here 2 years. I live in San Diego, so super convenient. Thank you, Amy. I'm also a single mom, so it makes life easier. And I coach women. I have a company called Unstoppable Heart Coaching, and I coach women usually around midlife to start putting themselves first and follow their dreams, because I was able to do that, and it changed everything for me. So I want other women to feel that power and not feel kind of trapped in the box of being a mom all the time. And what I'm looking forward to the most is getting really clear on my message and connecting with people, because when I do it in person, it's fine, but it's the actual writing of it that I've been challenged with. So to really, I've had some bumps in the road. The business has been going since November 2016, and there's been a number of bumps in the road. So I'm looking forward to making this really impactful year for both of us, the clients and for me.
Yeah, great. Well, welcome, Diane. And yeah, we've got all sorts of California energy here, plus some East Coast background. It's super fun. That's great. Welcome, welcome. All right, who would like to go next? Sherry?
Hi. Well, obviously, with our accent, we're from Australia. Michelle, I'm also part of PACE, so I might see you in September in San Diego. My reason for connecting with Amy was that I really wanted to niche down my message to the to women. I mostly work with women. So for me, you know, the connection through emails and building that message has been important for me to, and to even since I've started a little bit watching some of the Marketing May, etc., it really has helped me niche it down quite a bit more. So I'm looking forward to, some more marketing, but I think mainly building connection and really understanding how others see my message. And I think that's, you know, that connection. I keep, you know, hearing Shanda say connection is currency. So, you know, that's really what I'm looking for, I think, is my message and how I can pass that forward to my potential clients.
Yeah.
I say we're in Queensland, in Australia, and so it's winter here, and it's like 7:15 in the morning on what day are we? Wednesday. and Terry, who will be traveling with me, her computer, her new computer isn't set up yet, so she's come over to my place to participate.
It's actually my whole life's not set up. Lost my Apple ID password.
That means everything, really. Yeah. So
the really three bad words: account recovery. Yeah. In your poo.
Yeah, so where we live is a small town, so it's by the beach. We're right by the beach, so and nothing happens fast here. So that's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting you all and sharing and discovering our potential along the way.
Awesome. Yeah, Terry, why don't you introduce yourself too? If you've got background noise, go ahead and press the mute button.
We've got,
Terry, Sherry, you're fine. We want to hear from Terry too.
The same one as me.
Yeah. So. Okay, go ahead, Terry.
Okay, I'm allowed to go ahead. Wow. Terry Cranny. I don't know. There's nothing outstanding, really. I'm not even sure what my message is. So, you know, there's a lot of work to do.
We're going to get some clarity on that. I know we had the chance to talk a little bit before, so we'll get clear on it.
I deal with a lot of bottoms, but that's okay.
Yep, colonics and whatnot, right? Yeah, I love it. So fun. Well, good morning, ladies. Happy to have you here and happy to have you coming all the way from Australia. That's fantastic. So it'll be really great to meet you in person and spend some time together in California. It'd be great. So welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Who would like to go next? Valerie, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys. So I'm Val Kapp. I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And I'm really, really excited to come to California and meet all of you guys. Like, I could just cry looking at you all right now. Amy, you know I'm a crier. I've cried a lot with her. So be prepared, ladies. what am I most excited about? Everything. I feel like my business is in transition or expansion, as you've changed the wording around, right, Amy? Expansion. And so I'm just really trying to figure out, like, how to put that out in the world and really gain clarity around my message and my offer and really just the whole program. I'm just excited for it all. So
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Welcome. So happy to have you here. And I know you participated in the May Marketing Bootcamp as well. So.
Yeah. it's fabulous. So if anybody wants to go back and spend the time, I highly suggest it. It's so valuable, Amy. Thank you.
Yeah. And if there are those of you who are wanting to get a jump start on everything, you can go back. So both on my website, or even if you go on my Facebook business page, my public profile page, which Susan's putting in there right now in the chat box, you can go back and all of my May Marketing Bootcamp, which technically was like 23, because we did weekdays, so 23 trainings on my best stuff. And some, like, it will set you up for even more success if you go back and even tune into some of them. So if you want to just carve out a little time each evening, you know, or each day, about 30 minutes or so, sometimes I went a little long, 40 minutes, then I highly recommend it. So thank you for bringing that up as well, Val. That's awesome. So welcome. All right, who would like to go next? How about Kim or Karen?
Hey, yeah. I'm Kim. I live in Idaho, Sun Valley, Idaho, and I'm from North Carolina though, so I can represent the South a little bit.
there you go.
And I'm super excited to meet everybody. I'm just starting out. Like, I haven't even actually started my business. I'm still in the process of planning and figuring it out. And so I'm just excited to connect with people. And I really want to get clear about who my client is going to be. I know I want to help people, and I know some of the experiences that I've had that I want to be able to help people through. But just who that client is and who, how to clear up my messaging and get really focused on that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kim. We're excited to have you here. And like I said, you know, there's people that are more established and there's people that are newer. Just trust that you're in the right place, and we're going to help you get there. And we're even going to have, so funny, this originally started off as a 2-day retreat. And then I was chatting with Sherry, and I was chatting with several, like, my point is, we ended up adding these coaching calls, and then I decided to bring my coaching team over from my mastermind to jump on one-on-one calls with you. And I've jumped on some one-on-one calls, you know, so just know that you're in the right place, and you're going to get individualized attention as well. So we at my company can't help ourselves, but just want to help you, you know, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So thank you for trusting the process and being here, and you're going to get a jump start. Like, I wish I had access to this type of training when I was earlier on. Because the first couple of years in business, I was in confusion, and it made it very difficult to grow. So I'm really to accelerate your process. I've got you. That'd be great. Awesome.
I'm glad to do this in the beginning to help me get started in a good way.
Exactly. Awesome. All right, Karen, can you unmute? I know you're on the phone.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, Karen. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be here, and thank you so much for having this wonderful group. And I look forward to meeting all of you. I'm just so excited. Oh my gosh.
Me too.
So anyway, just a couple quick things. I'm from Northern California here. I live in Santa Rosa, which is about an hour north of San Francisco. And for the past 12 years, I've been teaching raw food and plant-based nutrition classes in person for 10 years, and then for the last 2 years online. So really, for the past 2 years, that's really kind of what I got my start with online marketing and understanding this whole idea of connection. And so really where I am right now is that I have a good baseline for being able to connect with my community. And I really want to hone that skill. I want to take it to the next level. So sort of improving my messaging and my sales conversation.
Great. Well, I'm excited for you. So Karen's definitely one of our more established entrepreneurs, and I am so excited to work with you to take it to that next level, get it dialed in, and take your sales to the next level. So that's going to be so much fun to collaborate on that. So super happy you're here, Karen. I'm excited to give you a big hug when we see each other.
Awesome. Great. And thanks again so much for creating this community. And I look forward to meeting everybody. This is so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I see some fun things already happening in the chat. So that's great. So is everybody familiar? I should have asked this before. Is everybody familiar with Zoom? Like, you can see the chat and everything. And okay, I just want to make sure. I always think back to when I like had never used Zoom before, or Instant Teleseminar, or, you know, just all the different accounts. So when somebody's like, oh, just click on the link or just do this, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know what I'm doing. So I always want to be mindful of that. So if you ever have any questions technology wise, also let myself or my team know. And if I don't have the answers, someone on my team does. Like, I've got really great tech savvy people that are more tech savvy than me. So, so just know that. Okay. So I think we've got everybody who's attending. And of course, for those of you who are watching the replay of this, I would love for you to post in the Facebook group page your introduction And if you're willing to do it on Facebook Live, even better. It's totally up to you if you want to stretch yourself, if you're not into videos, because we want to get to know you. We want to see your face. If nothing else, do a post and let us know, you know, who you are, what you're most excited about. And that way you can like warm each other up, you know, and this is also part of practicing deep connection, even within a community, right? So remember, if you're struggling with your messaging, if you're struggling with deeply connecting with your ideal clients and your audience and your email lists and your social media following, no matter how small or large it is, then practice even within a group. Practice within a group. I think that one of the reasons why I love deep connection so much is that this is something I've been practicing like throughout my life. Like even as a little girl, I remember when I was, I think I was about 7 years old. And so I grew up over in Japan on a military base. My father's full Japanese, my mom was American. So I was in this very bicultural place, you know, growing up. And my family was really big on traveling. So one summer we came to the United States and we did this whole Amtrak, like train traveling all around the US. Now my parents loved it because it was like so great to look at the scenery. As a little girl, I just wanted to make friends, right? So I would walk up and down the cart, like, you know, like the train cars. And I would look for other little girls my age and I would just go up to them, my pigtails, like, you know, hi, Jessica, my name's Amy, what's your name? You know, I'm like, hi, no one's your name, obviously, but, you know, and you say, I'm Jessica. And I would have something with me, like a deck of cards or some kind of something. I'd say, well, I have these cards, you want to play a game? Because we'd have these long stretches of like beautiful scenery, I'm sure, but I just wanted to connect. So what happened that summer, you know, my mom was a teacher, my dad was an entrepreneur, so we traveled for probably a good month or so. So I made 7 new best friends and we exchanged addresses, like physical old school mailing addresses. Remember that those days? And when I went back to Japan, I wrote all of them letters and some of them wrote back, some of them didn't. And ultimately one of them, her name was Crystal Zobel, never forget her. We wrote each other for 7 years, like old school handwritten, would send her school pictures. This is before, you know, all the social media and whatnot. And she was a little older, so she ended up going off to college. We lost track of each other. And then, thanks to Facebook, we reconnected a few years ago. So she's now living in Florida, she's married, has 2 boys. Like, isn't that wild? So my point is, I've loved connecting since I was a little kid. I've loved bringing it into my career, working in the media for 15 years, and then bringing it to entrepreneurship, and thinking that this was something, doesn't everybody do this? And then I realized over time that there were so many people who would work so hard to launch their business and to start putting themselves out there and build their email lists and their social media following, and they weren't onboarding really great clients. And so I'd ask them, well, what's in the gap? Like, where are you getting stuck? And I found that it was in what I call the power of deep connection, and it was lacking in their messaging, in their email copywriting, in their social media posts. It was missing in how they articulated what it is that they even do. It was happening in their enrollment conversations. So I noticed that this gap of deep connection was everywhere. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is something that I know how to do. I have a gift, you know? So sometimes it's the very thing that's easy for you that is not easy for others. So I used to think I needed to teach all these different things in business. And then I honed in on one really specific niche that is what I have become known for, and I'm expanding what I'm becoming known for. So I'm sharing this because there may be something for each of you that is very easy. Now, some of you know the incredible leadership trainer, Michael Strasner, and he shared with me something that stuck with me. And he said, anytime you say something is so easy, add in "for me" at the end of it. But this is so easy for me. Right? This is so easy. Losing, like I always think of people who are really great at like weight loss and going to the gym every single day, like, you know, fitness, and I'm getting better at that. But they're just like, well, that's so easy. I'm like, for you, business is easy for me. Marketing is easy for me. Right? So just as you think about as you strengthen, like as you either create or strengthen your message, think about what comes so naturally for you. Think about the frequently asked questions that you get, whether it's from friends, colleagues, family members, potential clients, current clients. What are those frequently asked questions? There are messages everywhere that are guiding you to strengthen your own message. So pay attention to that, because the answers are all around you. And then I will help guide you and support you to have a really powerful message. And then we'll make sure it's congruent across all platforms to the point where people are lining up to talk to you, wanting to know about your services, wanting to know what you offer, and you'll also be clear in your messaging around what your offering is for those of you who need support in that area. Now, some of you have some of these elements dialed in. What I invite you to do is, if ever, like, there's something that I remember hearing at the beginning of a coaching program that I love this. It's called the I know syndrome. I always like to bring it up at the beginning of a program. So if ever you hear myself or someone on my team or someone in this community say something that you've heard before or something you've heard something similar to, and the immediate thought is like, oh yeah, I know, I got this, you know, I have this down, like, watch what comes up for you. And I say this because I've been that person where I used to attend events or trainings and I'd kind of sit back, you know, if it was in an area I felt confident in, and I would let ego take over. And then as soon as they'd say something around marketing or sales or promotions or event planning or the things I'd been doing all throughout my career, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, I know. And the sad thing is what would happen is I would close shop, right? I would not really pay attention to what was happening next. And it's just ego-based. So I invite you to just be aware of the I know syndrome. I believe everyone has experienced it or may even experience it in this program. And I invite you to stay open. Just stay open. Like, I have shed that layer many times now because anytime the I know syndrome comes up, I notice it. I'm like, oh, there's my ego. There it is. And I tell myself, okay, Amy, you don't know everything about anything. So if you keep yourself open, first of all, I have a new vantage point today than I did the last time I heard around that topic, whether it was last week or 5 years ago. Also, frequency and consistency works. So even if I hear it again, it'll be more established. And I just might learn something new about that topic. So why would I be closed to what may even give me a tweak or a distinction in what I'm doing that'll take me to the next level? So I invite you to stay open. And for those of you who have your own programs and own trainings and own coaching, feel free to use this message at the beginning as well to open people up, to open them up to possibility. And that way, anything that's coming up for them, whether they feel like, oh, I'm embarrassed, I don't know anything about this, or I know everything about this, I should be teaching it, you know, like whatever's coming up, like just invite them to stay open, because then we can all just like let go of the need to be anything but ourselves and be authentic and be, you know, to both receive and contribute. And it just makes for a better training experience and a better overall life experience together. So does that make sense? Is everybody on board with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, great. Okay, so I also have two of my fabulous team members here. So I would love, as Susan just took a bite of something. So we'll start with Becca. So Becca, can you unmute yourself, please?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so this is great. So Becca has been with me over a year now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's my fabulous executive assistant. And what's great about Becca, talk about connection, a dear friend of mine, some of you know Devney Freeman, referred Becca to me. And we jumped on a call as I was looking to expand my team. And I had a bunch of different interviews and was looking for just the right fit. And when Becca and I connected, I was like, oh, she's exactly what I'm looking for. And so we worked together for a very long time before we ever met in person. And then she flew out. Here we are, West Coast girls who flew to Florida on Captiva Island. And it was so fun when she walked in the door at Powerhouse Florida. I'm like, I finally meet you in person. And everybody that was like, you haven't met in person? You know, because we're such a connected team. So Becca, why don't you take a moment and introduce yourself and how, like, what your role is within this group and this community?
Sure. I'm Becca, and I'm Amy's executive assistant. And when I'm not part of the dream team, as we like to call ourselves, I'm mom to a little 1.5-year-old boy who's my life. I'm also a full-time artist. I do figurative oil paintings. And I also run an online community for people with mental illnesses to help them not just survive, but really thrive in their lives. As part of the dream team, I do a little bit of everything. I'm a systems girl. I love organizing. I love keeping things running smoothly. So I support our entire team with that. Also working with our clients and making sure that they have everything they need as they navigate through our programs and leading up to events, making sure that everybody is set to go with their travel plans and they're all, you know, got everything sorted the way it needs to be. So Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I love meeting everybody. I'm so stoked to meet everybody in just a couple weeks. So it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Becca. I so appreciate you. And for everybody else, think of Becca as your concierge, you know, so you have any questions logistically about the travel that's coming up very soon, she's your girl. She's got you handled. So, and I know that Sherry and Tara, you've been communicating with Susan about helping you with ground transportation. So Becca's your first go-to person. So if you have any questions, let her know. And thank you again, Becca. Awesome.
No problem. Oh, and just so you know, I am on the West Coast. I'm in Orange County, California. So I'm in Pacific time.
Okay, great, great. And then as far as just side note, and then we'll go to Susan, we, you know, my team and I are coordinating the food. So we're providing lunch on both days, on the 24th and 25th, as well as snacks and coffee. I bring my whole Nespresso machine. We get like a whole little cafe set up for those of you who love coffee. We get every type of like almond milk, soy, like we're just upset. I know Terry wasn't going to come from Australia unless I got the coffee dialed in. She's like, this is very important. I'm like, I hear you. You're speaking my language. I live in the greater Seattle area. We are all about our coffee. So, yeah, so that'll be dialed in. Also, and we'll go to Susan in just a moment. We've, thanks to my love, Ken, who's going to be there. He's like, we need to do a barbecue, like powerhouse style. So we're adding, for those of you who would like to stay, like, for the evening, on that Sunday evening, so that's day one of our two-day retreat, we're adding a fun barbecue. I mean, we're at this beautiful mansion. Why not have a fiesta? We'll be doing fajitas, and we'll have something for everyone at all the meals. So whether you eat meat, you're vegetarian, you're vegan, like we'll make sure that there's an option for everybody. The one thing that Becca will need to know is of any dietary restrictions. So if there's any allergies. Yep. So if you could, Becca, how would you like them to communicate that with you?
I actually have a short survey. It's going to take you just 5 minutes to fill out, and I'm going to post it right now in the chat, and I'm also going to post it in the Facebook group, and I'll send an email out. If you could just fill this out, that'd be great, because that'll just give us all the information that we need to make sure that your stay with us is going to be super comfortable and that you have everything you need.
Awesome. Very cool. And then, Becca, if you could just tag everybody in it for those who don't watch the replay, hopefully they all do, but, you could tag everybody in, that would be great.
Of course.
Okay. Awesome. Susan Brennan. Susan's been with me, like Susan and Olga have been with me since before time.
So, you know what? My calendar is reminding me that early next month will be our 3-year working together anniversary.
Awesome.
But years before that, I mean, we've worked together. I've hired Amy. Amy's hired me. Like, we've been through a lot of stuff, a lot of life together.
Yeah. So why don't you do a quick introduction and where you live now?
Even though yes. Yeah. So I live in San Diego, California, by way of Washington State, where I grew up. And I just moved down here about a year ago. And I'm your success and accountability coach. So my name is officially Susan Brennan, but you might hear me called Susan by Winnin, because I will consistently ask you by when. Are you going to have that done? You're going to tell me a goal. I'm going to make sure that it gets accomplished. So I'm going to help you break your big visions down into really tangible action steps, and then help you set timelines to achieve those. And I'm also have been on both sides of hiring and being the one being hired for teams. So I love helping you build out your teams and help you delegate so you can free up your time and really go towards your vision in a big way.
Yeah.
And I love animals. Yes. Any kind of animals. They just bring me so much joy. So on a personal note.
Yeah. If there's ever an animal nearby, Susan will lose sight of everything else, and the animal is the number one.
It's true. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're not important. It just, a heart wants what it wants.
It's her soul connection. It's all good. So, yeah. So Susan, I'm so happy, of course, to have you continue on with my journey always. And yeah, what was funny was that, so Cece, Cecilia Cruz Zendejas, a couple of you might know who she is. She's in our Powerhouse Mastermind, and she literally, because she also, you know, has access to Susan as one of our Powerhouse coaches, and she showed us in her phone at our last Mastermind that her nickname for Susan is like Susan by when, right? Because she knows that if she says she wants something, Susan will say, okay, by when are you going to make that happen? And let's come up with a plan, you know? So then it evolved, and I was like, we should just call you Susan by when. And so people get Bywenned by her all the time. So be careful what you wish for around Susan, because she will have you come up with a plan and by when and like map it out. She does it with me. So I'm always like, okay, if I want something, I better be ready to make a plan if I'm around Susan. So if you ever feel the O word of overwhelm come up, go to her and say, ah, because we don't believe in that word. It's about getting prepared and getting committed and making a plan and making it happen. Okay. So you'll meet the rest of the coaches at Powerhouse California, the retreat. And like I said, they're here to serve you and to help you to have breakthroughs in your business. And they have been happy to offer one-on-one time with you. So all of the information will be in the Facebook group page. In fact, Becca, I was going to check with you to see, do we have the links for our coaches in Powerhouse California yet, or maybe not yet? Oh, you're on mute. You're muted.
Not in the Facebook group. I will add them today.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Great. So there'll be their names, the descriptions. So you'll know, like, each person has their own unique strengths. So as you read their descriptions and you can go to them, if ever you go to one of them and it's not their strength, they will be honest with you and they'll say, you know what, that's not my area, but here's who you can go to on the team. So we've got you covered. It's gonna be great. Okay, so did I miss anyone? I think we've got everybody who's on here live. Like I said, if you're on the replay, post in the group. We wanna know you. Okay, so logistics. Okay, so we've got the Facebook group page. Terry, I believe that we do not have you yet in our Facebook group page. I know Becca, I believe, sent you an email. Do you have a face? Can you unmute? Just want to see while we're here together. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
I think Becca, I've just not accepted you on as a friend. Is that right?
No. I'll help her with that.
Okay, if you can help her with that. Because I think, Becca, did you send her an email to welcome her to the page? Okay, so Terry, you should have an invitation to the Powerhouse California page. And so, Sherry, if you could help her so that she can accept it, then you'll be added in, and then you can see all the updates in there. Okay. Yeah, okay. And then if you are having issues, you can always email or correspond with Becca, and she can help you make sure you get in there. So the Facebook...
Can you resend that email, that welcome email to us? Because I don't think I've received it. Because I had trouble finding the Zoom link this morning, and eventually, as I emailed you, Becca, I couldn't find the link, and then I had the brainwave to go onto the Facebook group. So
okay.
I don't think I've got that email.
Okay.
Yep, I'll resend it to you. Sometimes you. They get lost. If you check your junk email folder, sometimes things end up in there. So just moving forward, everybody make sure to whitelist all emails from amy@amyyamada.com, and that way you'll get everything we send you.
And how do they do that, Becca?
Yeah.
It's different depending on different email providers which you're using. There's usually a place in the settings you can go in and add an email so that nothing gets sent to a junk folder, so it goes straight to your inbox.
Okay, cool. And if anyone else...
If you have any specific questions, just feel free to message me and I'll walk you through it.
Yeah. And then can you post your email address in the chat right now? So that if anyone else here has not yet received or can't find the welcome email, I want to make sure that you are receiving our emails. It may have gotten, you know, sometimes, like she said, it goes in the junk file. So go ahead and email her and then she'll make sure that you get what you need. And then if you can stand in responsibility and take your, you know, stand in your power to... like whitelist and make sure that you're getting my emails, that would be great too. Okay. I know sometimes technology is on our side and sometimes not. so let's just, let's stand in our power and we can figure it out. Okay. Okay. So we got our Facebook group page. So the Facebook group page is a great place to share your celebrations, to share things that you would like feedback on. So think of it as another resource for getting feedback and coaching from our coaches and to answer your questions. What I will say, the best way to get a response is be very clear with your questions instead of writing a super long post. You know, like, I don't know if any of you have been in groups where suddenly people are posting novels, you know? So the more laser focused you are with your question, the better responses you'll get. Okay. So I invite you to do that. Also, to connect with one another and share anything that you feel you want to share as far as like things that are happening in your business, or if you have a question, even if it's something that we're not covering in messaging and copywriting and content creation, marketing strategy, sales, if there's something that you're just like, gosh, does anyone know a good business attorney to get me GDPR compliant. If you don't know what that is, don't worry, we're going to cover that. Or does anyone know someone who does, you know, like we are a very resourceful group. So if there's something that you are missing right now, then go ahead and post in the group and ask for feedback and we will help you out there. If you don't get an answer right away, just know that you can always tag people in it or bump your post. Like, so say you post something on the weekend and my team is not needing to be in there on the weekend, you know, they have their lives too, then you can always put in the comments bump and it'll bump up your post. Now, the great thing about this group is that we are an intimate group. So it's not like, you know, I've been in groups that are like 100 or more people. So it becomes kind of crazy in there sometimes, you know, those programs are great too. The beauty of this intimate group is that it's likely that my coaches will see your posts and your questions sooner than later. So you should be fine. Okay, let's see. Okay, the Powerhouse California Retreat. I'm just going over logistics now. June 24th and 25th, like I said, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. I'm inviting you to be on time and ready to go. You know, sometimes when people have been late in the past, it can be disruptive for the training. So if you're someone who isn't always on time, like I in the past have not been perfect about that, then just plan, you know, give yourself a buffer, you know, like if there might be traffic or there might be this or might be that, give yourself a buffer so that you can arrive safely and be present. And, you know, whenever I go to a new place, I'm directionally challenged. So just give yourself enough time. That way we can all get started together and really be respectful of one another's time. Okay. What else? Okay. Talked about the barbecue, powerhouse coaches, any food allergies. Okay. And then we will also have these group coaching calls on Zoom like this after the retreat, the first 4 Mondays in July. So that's going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific. So be sure to add those to your calendar. And then Becca will be emailing you the reminders. And then as Sherry mentioned, in the Facebook group page, she will also post the reminders. So if you're just like, wait a minute, I'm here for the call and I can't find the link, go to the Facebook group page, take a deep breath, click on the link and you're fine. Okay. Yep. So ideally you can be on video. I think it's really fun when we can be on video. I understand sometimes that's not ideal for you. So if you call in like Karen is right now, I'm happy to have you here, Karen, then do what you can to be here live if at all possible. So, great. Okay. So any questions on logistics about the program or the retreat or anything that we've covered so far?
Amy, did you say that because we came in a bit late, I missed you were finishing up talking about the different people to go to for various areas.
So Becca's going to post our coaches' information in the Facebook group page, and I'll have their names, what their strengths are, and the link to book your calls with them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is for after the retreat, you mean?
After the retreat, yeah. Okay. Ideally, because we've got a lot of travel coming up, you know, and preparation for the retreat. So after the retreat, what's great is that you'll meet them there. So you'll even get to know them there.
That's what I was wondering, if I wanted to ask one of them a question, I wanted to just know which coach is the most appropriate to go to. That's all.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that'll be posted in the group.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. And if you ever still have a question, just post in the group, like, who would I go to for this? And then we'll let you know. Okay. Awesome. Any other questions on logistics? You good? Okay, so let's move on. So I'm going to give you, before we wrap up today, I'm going to give you these questions that you get to take as a homework assignment. Think of this as your pre-work for the retreat itself. Kelly's clapping. I love it. So I know some of you were on my marketing bootcamp, and I've already even taken one of the trainings to the next level after attending Lisa Sasevich's event, you know? So just know that I'm right here with you in terms of growing my own platform, my own business, always taking my messaging and my programs to the next level. So you get to be the first official group that benefits from this tweak in my training around your marketing message. So so formerly known as my marketing mission statement training, which you still get to create, it's now known as my CLEAR method. So C-L-E-A-R, C-L-E-A-R, okay? And so for each of these letters, you get to answer a question, and then we get to work on your message. So I'll be going over this again at the actual retreat, but why not get started on it now so you can start practicing it? And just know that I come back to these very questions myself as I have evolved my marketing mission statement, my marketing messaging. Because when you get this piece dialed in or taken to the next level, it will continue to expand your business. It'll have you stand out as an expert in your field. Those of you who are really, really ready to go to that expert and authority status level. And so here's how I'm gonna break it down for you, okay? The clear method. So C is for client. Who is my ideal client? Who do I serve? Who's my ideal client? So is it women? Is it men? Is it women who want to lose weight? Is it women entrepreneurs who want to get clearer with their money situation? Who is it? So you get to really define who is the ideal client. The L takes it a step further. Who would I love to work with? When I first launched my business coaching business, I worked with everyone from a local, you know, local business all the way up to corporations. And I was having meetings with Starbucks headquarters here in Seattle. And I was trying to be everything to everyone and it wasn't clear. So I thought, well, gosh, I can help these, you know, Starbucks with their new products and be more of a marketing consultant or a business consultant. Or do I want to work with an entrepreneur or somewhere in the middle? And I found that who I love working with is the entrepreneur. So you can take it a step further by asking yourself, who would I love to work with? So that's the C as an ideal client, and L is who do I love to work with? The next letter is E. What are the core elements of what I believe my ideal clients need to achieve their goal? What are the core elements, 2 to 3 core elements I believe my ideal clients need to achieve their goal? Okay. So for example, for me, I mean, there's several different ways I answer this depending on who my audience is, as far as like who I'm speaking in front of. I mean, so I'm very clear that my ideal clients are coaches and service-based entrepreneurs. From a standpoint of what I believe they need to make a bigger impact and create the income they want, I believe they need to create a signature premium offering or package. I believe they need to deeply connect with their ideal clients, both online and in person. And I believe they need to know how to make offers, which is what created my Create Connect offer system. That's from my strong point of view. There's other business coaches who have a different point of view. That's great because we each have our own strengths. They all, ideally, they work. It's just about which, you know, which coaching are you needing next and which coaching aligns with you. You know, some coaches say you have to have all these fancy online marketing funnels to be successful. I had clients before I had online marketing funnels. My own coach, Shanda, who I totally adore, believes you have to have a list before you do anything. I had clients that were at a premium level before I had a list. And we respect each other for our different points of view. So just know that it's not that one is right or wrong, good or bad. It's just about standing your power and what you believe people need from your point of view. You get to bring yourself into it. What are the core elements you believe they need to achieve their desired result? And this can be a process to figure out. So don't feel like I have to have it all figured out right now. That's where I come in, right? I'm happy to help you with this. And you'll meet Holly, who's on my team, who will also be very helpful. She's great at messaging as well. So you can play around with that a bit. Okay, moving on to the next letter, which is A, which is to articulate your title with confidence. Articulate your title with confidence, meaning are you a health coach? Are you a business coach? Are you a social media strategist? You know, what is your title? And articulate it with confidence. If it takes 5 minutes to describe what you do, that's probably not ideal. You know, be clear. And I remember hearing, and I'm not sure who said this first, but I did Marie Forleo's B School a number of years ago. And she said, clarity over cleverness wins. Clarity over cleverness wins. I used to get really creative and clever with my titles. And then it's like, people need to know quickly what it is you do because they make a decision about you pretty quickly. So ideally, you're able to articulate with confidence your title and ultimately your message so that people have an understanding fairly quickly what it is that you do, okay? And then finally, the R, which is what is your ideal client's desired result? What result do they want? So feel free to carve out some time to work on these questions and know that you don't have to have all the answers right away. It took me a while to really cultivate my message, and it, I know, will continue to evolve. The beauty is just in the last 2 to 3 years is when it really took it to a level where I really get what people come to me for, and I'm able to articulate it with confidence to the point where when they come to me, they say things like, okay, I know that you're really good at words and messaging, or I know you're good at helping people with their message. I know you're really good at helping with deeply connecting with my ideal clients. I know you're good at heart-centered sales. They're using my very words that I put out there in the world, you know? And that my clients have referred people to me with those words and phrases so that ultimately my vision for you to have your breakthroughs in business is to have these sound bites that you use all the time. You'll feel like a broken record sometimes, and it's okay because consistency and frequency works. That's something I learned when I worked in the radio station world. So you'd wonder why you would hear a commercial multiple times. That was on purpose because they know to make an impression, right? We'd always talk about the number of impressions with our ideal clients needed to be a certain, like we needed to have a consistency of 3+, like in a given week. The ideal client, the audience member, needed to hear a commercial minimum of 3 times in order for it to stick. So I know that's more like in the media, like in the radio broadcasting world, which is expanding to be online and whatnot. But my point is, when you have these powerful sound bites in your own business and messaging, and you see them and embed them into everything that you do communication-wise, your clients will line up to talk to you because they'll know how you can help them. So if you want to take it a step further, very simply, this is inspired by other entrepreneurs, such as some of you know, Pete Vargas and Pat Quinn, is very simply, who do you serve and what problem do you solve? Who do you serve and what problem do you solve? So this is your pre-work for the retreat. Take your time with it. Don't rush. For those of you who already have a message, see what you can do to take it to the next level. Think about your most favorite clients, you know, the people that you feel like, oh, if I could have more of her or him as my clientele, my life would be great, you know? So think about those people and what specifically have they come to you for? Now, sometimes you may feel like, but I teach so many things, right? I teach so many things. Well, think about what do they initially come to you for? Because they'll come to you for one thing and then you have all your greatness that you get to teach them and coach them and mentor them and help them with, okay? So think about what do I want to become known for? What do I want to become known for? Okay. Okay. So acknowledge my breakdown of going 3 minutes extra. Thank you for your patience. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this one up. And who's excited about Powerhouse California?
Me.
Go ahead and also, even though those of you who are here live, go ahead and pop into the Facebook group page so we can be loving around the people who weren't able to be here live. And either do a Facebook Live, I invite you to do a Facebook Live or just a simple post to introduce yourself there as well. I want to make sure that no one gets left behind, okay? So if you could just take a minute, that would be great, all right? So we're going to wrap this one up. Have a great week or so. I'm going to see you in California. I'll see you in the Facebook group page. I'm sending you all so much love. We're going to rock this out, have so much fun together. And thank you for making the difference that you're making in this world. Let's have a great experience together in Powerhouse California, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.